Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about our guest this half hour, we're still getting him on the line. He's worth waiting for. He's been a member of our Brain Trust now for, golly, about 15 years, and he is the legendary Ken Blanchard, ladies and gentlemen. I know that Ken. I'm excited too. Ken has been sharing his ideas with us and very graciously doing that for 15 years, and he's the author of over 60 books, which have sold something under a billion copies across the galaxy, including his original, the legendary One-Minute Manager, which he wrote decades ago and was one of my inspirations, not only because of the book, but the way he wrote and published the book. And he continues to crank them out, folks, things that people want to hear. One of the last ones is The Servant Leader, which we're going to talk about today. And now he's got a new one coming out real soon that I'm going to get him to tell us a little bit about. Ken Blanchard, welcome back to the show.
Jim, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Ken. It's good to have you here. Thank you so much for your time.
Well, it's always great to be with you. I enjoy it. You're making a difference in the world, too.
I appreciate that. Ken, I love the way you and your co-author have highlighted the concept of servant leadership. There's nothing, you know, I started talking in the late 90s when I started doing my show and started my writing on small business. I started saying in the 21st century, you're not going to be able to be a driver anymore. You're going to have to be a leader. Your management style is going to have to look more like a partner than a dictator. And basically, that's what servant leadership is about, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And I think now more than ever, Jim, we just need a different leadership role model in the world. And in every sector of society, we've seen the devastation of leaders who think it's all about them and all. And I just worry about it. And we got 44 people to contribute short articles on what they think servant leadership is all about and why this ought to be a movement, Jim. It's just not a book. When I sent this to Steve Parasante from Barricola, he called me back and he said, Ken, this isn't a book. This is a movement. And this is really what I'd love you and your audience to be a part of. We just got to get people to realize that it's not about you. It's about the people you're serving. It's about the vision that you have. And, you know, I was so sad the other night. You know, we happened to tune into Trump's State of the Union, and regardless of what you think about him. But it was so sad to see all these Democrats just sitting there, not even responding when he's introducing a young kid who realized the vets didn't have flags in their graves in Oregon.
Right.
A family who had their two kids were killed with terrorists. I mean, I could see them being quiet if they disagree with something, but
some
whole
policy.
Bunch of them didn't even show it. Yeah, and if it was a Democratic president, the Republicans would have done the same thing. That's a self-serving system. It's broken.
Well, it's a lack of intellectual honesty, for sure, and it's a us versus them concept. There's nothing about it that fosters trust, and when I see that behavior, when I think about servant leadership, Ken, I think about the ethics in it, all the different levels of ethical behavior that servant leadership is. It's trust, it's values, it's morals, it's a lot of different elements to it. It's promises. It's being held responsible, being holding yourself responsible, and being intellectually honest. Those are all components, aren't they?
Yes. You know, years ago, Jim, I wrote a book with Norman Vincent Peale called The Power of Ethical Management, and it still applies today. We said there's three aspects of being ethical. The first question, is it legal? You know, are you breaking the law? Second, is it fair to all involved? And the last one is, would you like it published in the local newspaper? You know, and you know, so that sometimes there are stuff that is legal, but it's not ethical, you know. And I think that's the problem, you know, because if something's illegal, well, we can probably catch them.
Right.
I love
what Albert Camus said. He said integrity has no need of rules.
That's right.
Yeah.
Right.
Again, the new book is called Servant Leadership in Action. It's going to be available in a couple of months.
It's coming out officially on March 6th.
March 6th.
So
okay. We're going to come back after this break with Ken Blanchard and talk a little bit more about servant leadership. Stay with us. 22.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.